Good morning. You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And a hugely contentious issue between the United States and Israel is the question of settlements, Israeli settlements in Palestinian, in Israeli-occupied Palestinian territory. And there was a sign yesterday of where that issue is headed between the Netanyahu government and the Obama administration. Joining us now is the BBC's Jonathan Marcus. He joins us from a studio in London. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, good morning. Hi.
So security forces evicted two Palestinian families from their homes in East Jerusalem early yesterday. It was after a long, long legal battle. And the question is, what does this presage for the entire settlement policy and controversy going forward, Jonathan?
I think this is really the Netanyahu government throwing down a gauntlet, if you like, to the Obama administration. I mean, as you were saying, a freeze on settlements is the central demand from the Obama team to the Israelis. The Americans see this as the way of trying to kickstart again the moribund peace process. Now, the focus has very much up to now been on settlements in the West Bank. That's an area where I think Mr. Netanyahu feels he's on far less firm ground. Many of Israel's Jewish supporters in the United States, for example, are prepared to see the Obama administration pursue its policy of seeking a freeze. What I think Mr. Netanyahu is trying to do is try and shift that debate, not so much to the West Bank in general, but to the even more contentious issue of Jerusalem, but Jerusalem where in Israeli society and amongst many of Israel's friends abroad, there is much greater unanimity, and therefore Mr. Netanyahu probably feels in a much stronger position.
Although in that particular context, it may be a conciliatory gesture. What is the sign that Prime Minister Netanyahu is prepared to, in some sense, concede the West Bank and shift the focus to East Jerusalem, in which case it would be conciliatory in some sense? And Israelis like to say that judiciary is independent from the political apparatus inside Israel and that this legal battle may have nothing to do with politics. What do you say to both of those things?
Well, they do say that this decision to evict these families does stem from a legal decision about ownership of the property. There is, I think, still some debate about some of the original documentation on which that decision was based. But I think if you look at what liberal Israeli commentators are saying, a number of them over recent weeks, they're all pointing to the broader problems in this Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of East Jerusalem, where there are pockets of Israeli building activity being allowed to go ahead. And they're all arguing that, in fact, due to the sensitivities, many of these projects have been on hold for a number of years, in some cases 10 or even 20 years, and that therefore, in a sense, they're arguing almost everything you do in East Jerusalem is by definition political. It's very hard to take resort in the argument this is simply a set of legal processes over which the government has no hold.
Jonathan, this is Amy Holmes here. Just a sort of basic question. Where do these families go once they've been evicted?
Well, that's not clear. I mean, they were living in properties that were originally built by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. There was, as I say, debate about who actually originally owned the site in the olden days, in the Ottoman period. Presumably, they now will have to be rehoused by the relevant UN agency.
Well, it's interesting because this evokes not only the settlement policy, but also the original sort of right of return. If the actual ownership dates way back to before 1948, BBC's Jonathan Marcus talking about a lot there at stake in a legal dispute in East Jerusalem. Jonathan Marcus joined us from London to talk about U.S.-Israeli policy in the wake of the eviction of two Palestinian families from their homes in East Jerusalem.